Hero of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting May's jump time, and Cepeda and Craig are at it, and Cepeda gets in a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Love that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to the grill. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars for the next couple of hours. We'll mix a little sports, a little humor, a little politics, a little smack. You name it, we'll do it for the next 2 hours. We have open phone lines if you'd like to join us on the toll-free. You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Get ready for this. The Las Vegas Raiders, it's a done deal. Mark my words, it's a done deal. Anytime Mark Davis walks into Vegas with $500 million and talks to Steve Wynn and Sheldon Adelson, and they say yes, it's a done deal. The NFL is coming to Las Vegas, no doubt about it. 2018, mark my words, you heard it here first. Once again, open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us as well. The Twitter thing is happening. The address is at Taco Man Radio. That's at Taco Man Radio. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and for all the troops out there, the American Forces Network, live from the left coast.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and, you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
2 years later, Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, sitting in a bar in Columbus, Ohio. He bought 300 rounds, 300 shots for everybody in the bar. I guess, you know, he went down the street, wanted to get a drink. Come on, Johnny Manziel's buying. The bottom line is, 2 years after being drafted number one, he's unemployed. What a shame. What a waste of talent. Or is it a waste of talent? We'll get into that a little bit later. Of course, I'm talking about big time. I really want to push this tonight, folks. The Las Vegas Raiders. Get ready for this. This is going to happen. Davis and his people, they put up the money. They've got basically the godfather of Las Vegas, Steve Wynn, the guy that owns the Mirage Hotel and, of course, a couple of those other properties in town. Him and Shelton Adelson, the guy that owns all the casinos and Fox News and all that kind of good stuff. They've gotten together. They've given this the green light. So that means the NFL will be in Sin City come 2018. Mark Johnny Taco's words for it. Now, speaking of Johnny Taco, I would be nothing without my all-star. First of all, let's bring in the egomaniac himself, Cadwallader Jimenez. Dominic, how are you this evening, sir?
Yeah, what? No, right there. Oh, sorry. Didn't even hear we were going. Threw my back out, so I have my masseuse here working on it. Other than that, I'm doing quite well. Thank you.
Male masseuse, female masseuse. Can you give us a little insight there?
Johnny Taco, what do you think?
I thought so, yeah.
What do you think?
Anyway, yeah. I'm not even going to go there. Anyway, bottom line is Zach Attack. How's life treating you down in Southern California, brother?
Oh, it's going quite well. How are you up there, Johnny Taco?
Pretty good. Now, let's talk about the NBA playoffs. Dominic, take it away with the NBA playoffs. Of course, we've got the Warriors opening up another round tomorrow, but we'll get to Zach and the Clippers in a minute. But take us through the scores, Dom.
All right, so today there was only one game. The Spurs absolutely destroyed the Thunder, 124-92. That was game one of the Western Conference semifinals. And then yesterday we had the Pacers beat the Raptors 101-83 to force a Game 7 on Sunday. Like you mentioned, Portland beat the Clippers to win that series. And then Miami beat the Charlotte Hornets 97-90 yesterday to force a Game 7 on Sunday as well. So three really good games yesterday and a laugher today.
Zach, how did the Clippers lose to the Portland Trailblazers? Is it because Chris Paul and Blake Griffin were hurt or what?
It's because they're a cursed franchise, Pedro. I mean, this is the same franchise that was up three games to one on the Rockets last year and somehow found a way to choke three games in a row. And not only that, but I believe, unless I'm mistaken, they had a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter of Game 7 and somehow lost that in L.A.
You're right.
So I just go with Clipper curse.
Clipper curse. Speaking of the Clipper curse, how about the Warriors' luck? How are they doing, Dominic?
Yeah, you know, obviously the Warriors would have liked for that to go seven games, give Steph a couple extra days of rest. You also would have liked to play the Clippers with no Chris Paul and no Blake Griffin. Portland is a team that has played the Warriors very well. Very few times this season can we say that the Warriors have been dominated. And one of those games was against Portland, the first game after the All-Star break. They lost by 30 up in Portland. They're struggling a little bit, especially with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, Portland's two stars. But their role players are playing fantastically. And you saw that happen against the Clippers, where Alan Crabb, Gerald Henderson, Al-Farouq Aminu, they were doing work against the Clippers at a position for the Clippers, even when they're healthy, they're not too strong at. They don't have a great shooting guard or a small forward defensively, so they took advantage of that. I think the Warriors will be able to beat Portland even if they don't have Steph Curry.
Really?
Or even if Steph's not at 100%. Really?
Oh,
I do.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Did you have to go out on a limb for that one, Dominic, or what?
Absolutely. Damian Lillard is a top six.
I'm going to run this one by you. Those Warriors, even without Steph Curry, they're a formidable force to be dealt with, okay? And I think when they get their game face on, and they're ready to win with or without Curry, or if Curry comes back, that'll be great. And he will come back, I think, before the finals. But if he can come back for the series, fine. If he can't, I don't think you're going to miss them that much against Portland. You think Portland's going to put up a big stink here? I don't think Portland's going to put up a big stink against the Warriors at all, even without Curry.
No, I mean, they shouldn't be able to. The Portland's roster just is not very deep. They got Lillard and McCollum, and that's really about it. I mean, a bunch of role players. They have overachieved this year. The over-under on them for the season was something like 30 games. And they went way over 30 games. I mean, they made the playoffs. They've done really well. But the Warriors should be able to beat them in 4 or 5 games, I would think.
I know, but San Antonio is looking like – but the bottom line is San Antonio appears to be the number 1A or 1B or number 2 team. Am I right on that, Dominic, still?
Yeah, the Spurs are the favorites in Vegas right now with Steph's injury because, as you know, we say the Warriors are great. Even without Steph, there's no way the Warriors beat the Spurs in a 7-game series without Steph Curry. So until he's back and shows that he can be healthy and be the Steph Curry that we know, or at least close to it on the floor, the Spurs are the favorites to win the West and the NBA title right now.
Okay, something I brought up, I tried to headline the show with this, the NFL Raiders going to force to the Oakland Raiders going to Las Vegas. Let me tell you, I've been going to Las Vegas for 35 years of my life, and when guys like Steve Wynn and Sheldon Adelson step up and say something, it gets done. And I think there's enough votes in the NFL now. The old school sort of have gone their way. They allowed St. Louis to move back to Los Angeles and things like that. I think there's enough of the new school as far as the owners are concerned that they're going to realize that Las Vegas is an opportunity. There's a 65,000-seat stadium that's going to be built that the Raiders are putting together, $500 million to put together, of course, with the UNLV campus. So that's going to – I mean, this is just nothing but – dollars and dollars and cents and dollar signs for Vegas, man. Anytime you show dollar signs in Las Vegas, they work. I'm telling you, 2018, I'm betting my money the Rams are taking back. The Raiders will be in Vegas. What do you think, Dominic? Okay, Dominic's not thinking about that then. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zach Attack, you there?
Yeah, I think Dominic, or Cadwallader, I should say, probably just got a little bit too deep into that massage.
You know, let me explain something to you. I want to explain something to you right now, okay? My stock dividend check showed up this week from Sports Byline, okay? Of course, every quarter we get one, so we got one for the first 3 months, okay? I was really happy with the check that I got, okay? It was only $1,400, but I was really, really happy with it. I really was. So as far as Dominic had getting his massage and all that kind of good stuff, listen, his mother owns better than half the network, so just leave it at that. So you want to? Are you done with the massage now, Cadwallader?
Yeah, sorry. Priorities here. Sorry, but yeah, back to what you were saying. The owners have to vote. The owners have to vote. And what I'm concerned about as a roadblock for the Raiders moving to Vegas is: do the owners really want to vote a yes and then have their players go spend a few days in Vegas every season? The city, Sin City, the city that never sleeps, whatever you want to call it, the city where the opportunities to screw up off the field are limitless. That's the one thing that concerns me in whether the owners vote against it.
Dominic, Dominic, you're describing Los Angeles. That's the problem the Lakers have.
The Lakers can't. Vegas.
Well, I understand that, but the bottom line is you have mature. Listen, these guys are supposed to be mature athletes. Not everybody's like Johnny Football, okay? And I think that, you know, the fact that the NFL, they go to Britain and they're betting on every play over there, so the gambling thing can't be an issue. Listen, there's got to be some type of bias against the city of Las Vegas as far as getting an NFL franchise is concerned. And I think that by 2025, I think not only will they have an NFL franchise, I think they'll have an NBA franchise and possibly a baseball franchise as well. I just think the population down there is growing leaps and bounds. There's money, and where there's money, money attracts big time sports. And I really think that the Raiders are destined to go to Vegas. I don't think there's anywhere they're going to go. They explored the thing in Carson, California. They don't want to go down there. Of course, the Rams went home from St. Louis to Inglewood, so that sort of encroached on that turf down there. And of course, the Chargers are going to stay in San Diego. Speaking of the Chargers, guys, did you hear about Junior Seau's doctor? This Dr. David Chow. Have you guys heard about him? You heard about him, Zach?
No, I haven't heard. What's the story?
Well, let me tell you, Dominic, I'll fill you in this one. Cadwaller knows it all, so he probably knows this one. Anyway, Junior Seau, the late quarterback, late linebacker that committed suicide in 2013, 2012, somewhere around there. Anyway, he was suffering from depression, and he was having incidents where he was falling asleep driving, and his doctor was giving him Ambien. This was the doctor for the San Diego Chargers. He was giving him that sleep drug Ambien. You know, that's the one where you fall asleep, and, like, you wake up a couple days later, you don't remember you're asleep, you don't remember where you were. You can go to a party, you can talk to people, you don't know you did it. I mean, it's just like the weirdest drug of them all. So anyway, Junior Seau got into a car accident because of this drug, this Ambien. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor gave it to him again. Okay, so the doctor's obviously guilty of some bad decisions as far as prescribing drugs are concerned. But Seau's people are saying that it was this doctor that led to his suicide, because it was a suicide. The doctor tried to say it wasn't a suicide; it was an accident. And we know that Junior Seau took his life. That was no accident. That was a suicide, Cadwallader.
Yeah, of course it was a suicide. He left a letter saying, hey, the reason I killed myself and shot myself in the chest and avoided my head was so that you guys donate my brain to study. It was clearly, he wrote a letter to his family saying why he did it and why he shot himself and killed himself the way he did. It was absolutely a suicide.
But it's amazing doctors, I understand, I've known some great doctors in my time. I've known some bad doctors in my time. But I just couldn't imagine a guy that falls asleep, gets into a car accident, and you give him another prescription of Ambien. I mean, you're not even a doctor, Cadwallader, and I think you can see the wrongs in that, can't you?
Yeah, because Ambien is for the people that can't sleep, not a guy that's struggling with that is sleeping too much to start with. That whole story is a little weird.
Of course, we're talking NFL draft a little bit later, folks. Of course, my man from Cal, he made it. The Cal quarterback, number one. Jared Goff, number one pick. And, of course, Joey Bosa, not going so high. In fact, he sort of got a bad grade in the draft. We'll get to that a little bit later in tonight's show. We're going to talk combat sports in the next segment. Then, of course, we'll shift gears after that. But we're going to have a lot of sports to talk about tonight. We've got open phone lines coast to coast. You can join us if you'd like, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing is happening as well, and the address is Taco Man Radio. That's at Taco Man Radio. That is our Twitter account. Once again, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to my grill here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, live all across America from the Sports Byline Studios. I am Johnny Taco, and this is Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Undefeated WBO heavyweight champion Tyson Fury, that's right, the Fighting Gypsy, of course, the lad that fights out of the UK. Well, he's going to be fighting in the UK in July, of course, taking on Vladimir Klitschko in a rematch. And, of course, they announced his fight this weekend. You know, Tyson Fury says a lot of things, but Tyson Fury really doesn't say this too often.
Does that look like a fighter's body? Shame on you, my friend.
Shame on me.
Shame on you. Shame you let a fat man beat you.
Can't stand it. Shame
so,
on me.
You know, a fat man's beat him and relieved him of all his belts. I don't take boxing seriously, as you can tell. I don't care about boxing. It's mainly about getting a few quid and putting the food on the table. That's it. That's your professional. And if that's all a professional can do, then God help us all. Because what's the point in practicing your job for 40 years if you can't beat a fat man? So credit to him if he can beat me in the rematch. This time he beat a fat man. Boom.
Interesting. Tyson Fury, of course, 25-0, taking on Vladimir Klitschko. It'll be in the UK, Wembley Stadium. Of course, HBO will probably air this fight back here in the United States of America. Straight up, there were fights tonight on Showtime and Fox, the regular Fox network as well. Zach, tackle, what's happening? Andre Berto and Victor Ortiz hooked it up. What happened?
Well, they hooked it up, and it ended in the fourth round. Berto was dropped in the second round by Ortiz, and Berto dropped Ortiz twice en route to a fourth-round stoppage at the StubHub Center in Carson.
Of course, does Andre Berto look world-class, or is this a battle of two guys on the downslide?
I think Andre Berto could still beat a lot of welterweights. I mean, Ortiz does have power, so him getting dropped by Ortiz isn't necessarily the worst thing in the world. And I don't know. I mean, I think his boxing skill has improved in recent years, but we'll have to see him against a real top welterweight.
Now, we talked about Tyson Fury. You saw Anthony Joshua a couple of weeks ago take care of Charles Martin. Charles Martin, of course,
coming with a good record, and he had a good trainer, and he had a good name, and that was a problem. That was probably about it. I guess Larry Murphy was sort of cool when Larry sort of called him a bit of an average journeyman type of fighter before he even fought Joshua. Larry was being kind to him, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, if you saw that fight with Tsar Glaskov, it was a strange win that he got. I mean, it was for one of Tyson Fury's vacant belts, the IBF belt, I believe it was, and he basically injured Glaskov. Glaskov had like an ankle injury.
His knee went out or something like that. His knee,
yeah,
I mean,
like under.
Yeah, his knee was some crazy thing went out, and of course Martin was the winner, and then Martin cashes right in because, you know, Martin, let's be honest, I mean, he had like 19 knockouts or 21 knockouts and 23 wins and against no losses in a draw, but he fought a lot of guys like Scott Cuddy, Cad Wilder, and myself. Not Zach. He fought Zach. He might, anyway. But the bottom line is he didn't fight too many guys. Let's change subjects a little bit. Let's talk about the fight tonight on Showtime. Badu Jack of Las Vegas, and of course, I'm talking about the kid from up north, Lucien Boot, they went to a draw. Was it a well-deserved draw or what?
Yeah, it was a close fight. I mean, it was the type of fight that could have gone either way. And then so was DeGale's fight, which this set up an eliminator between Badu Jack and James DeGale. I mean, it's a unification match between them. So that's going to be kind of interesting to see. I mean, maybe that one will end up being a draw as well.
Okay, so Floyd Mayweather is hitting at a comeback, talking about coming back. He's been having talks with CBS and Showtime, wants to make $70, $80, $100 million, some stuff like that. Is there a market for him to come back and fight Zach? Zach, I'll ask you this. Would you pay money to see Floyd Mayweather fight again, especially considering the guys he's fought over the past 3 or 4 years?
He'd have to fight the right opponent. For me, I'd pay to see him fight, like, Golovkin or someone like that.
And that's
right? You know.
And that's
about it.
I mean, who else would you want to see him fight? I mean, he'd be I don't know. I think Floyd Mayweather is really pushed the envelope too far. I think he stayed too long. I don't think that he realized that, you know, his day is done, man. And nobody, you know, nobody wants to see anybody get hurt. But he's done his best to avoid punishment. He says he doesn't want to end up like Muhammad Ali and things like that. Well, guess what? 49-0, take all the money you've earned, just go away. Okay, let's talk some combat sports. Let's talk a little USC. John Jones, the winner last week over Yvonne St. Peru. Of course, that sets up the UFC 200 rematch between Daniel Cormier and John Jones. I'm going to go with John Jones here. I think he's going to smoke Daniel Cormier this time. I think he's going to go out there to stop him. I think the bad blood is real. Talk to me, Zach.
No, I think you're absolutely right on that. I mean, I think John Jones has been doing this power lifting. I think he's going to come in with a little more power. He didn't look so great in the last fight. I mean, he just looked like he was getting tired to me, and we haven't really seen that from John Jones. He hasn't gotten really like tired in a fight, but by the end of the second round, he was looking a little gassed. So,
well, maybe his
camp has been,
maybe those testosterone levels were a little off again. Remember,
it could have been something like that.
I mean,
his camp was saying they thought the powerlifting was an issue.
Well, the powerlifting, I remember when he had the testosterone level of an 85-year-old man. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was like
that.
It was like
caught. I think that was.
Yeah, it was like
after, I mean, the first Cormier.
Yeah, it was like crazy, man. It was crazy. I mean, he couldn't be 85 years old. Anyway, we've got some upcoming fights in the world of UFC. Of course, we've got Fabrice Renun defending the world championship. That's going to be down in Brazil. That's going to be on May the 14th. But Alistair Overeem and Andre Arlovski, talk about two former champions, one Strikeforce, one UFC. These guys are going to do this in Rotterdam over in the Netherlands, which means, you know what that means. That means Dana White's going to sneak a whole lot of Lebanese hash back on that private plane of his. You know that.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, I'd be upset if he didn't, honestly.
But Arlovski and Overeem here, both guys are fading. Who's fading the most here?
I think Overeem has a little more left than Arlovski. I think they both are kind of similar in a way because they have that knockout power, but they both have really weak chins. So it's almost like who lands first, and they both have been fighting so cautiously. But I think I favor Overeem in that fight.
Okay, the best looking man in MMA, Antonio Silva, taking on Stefan Struve here. I want to talk about that. But he is the best looking man in MMA, isn't he, Antonio Silva?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it doesn't get better than that.
It really doesn't.
They have to I mean, they have to stop the women in the audience from coming out and stopping him from walking to the octagon.
Folks, he looks like a gorilla, and yet I saw chicks jumping all over him in San Jose. They were following him into an elevator. I kid you not, he's a 7-foot gorilla, but he looks like a gorilla, and he got chicks. What can I say? 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization, a.k.a. the WBO. You can find the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com, where soon you'll find the home for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen to it live or delayed at WBOBoxing.com in the coming days.
It all hang out. She's a bread house. I like little stack, that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. Ow, she's a bread house. Well, put together, everybody knows this is how the story goes.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Boom. Everything that a woman needs to get a man. What a winning hand, cause she's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place. Just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Kind of painful.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tucker.
I don't get too high, I don't get too low, and I think it is a test of kind of faith and kind of working through adversity.
What the hell's going on out here?
Hey, 8, and you're damn lucky you got out of football, baby. They're about to close the door on you, all them scandals, them sex scandals from back in the day, you know, coming home to roost. But they waited until the very last game that he played. I don't get that. I don't understand how a guy can go like all those years without being slapped with this. In the very last game he's going to play, they put this on the front page that he allegedly sexually assaulted some girl back in the day. Bottom line is, if he did, if he didn't, I thought it was a little late to be bringing it up. But the bottom line is, he's Peyton Manning, and he's a god in football. Speaking of gods in football, of course, the L.A. Rams drafted Jared Goff, the California quarterback. Of course, they got that they traded for that that number one pick. And, Dominic, I got to ask you, I think it was a great move. And, Zach, I think it was a great move as well. But, Dominic, I'll go to you first. The L.A. Rams, they needed a quarterback, and I think they've got the right quarterback.
Yeah, they kind of goofed. They had Nick Foles and Case Keenum as their quarterbacks. Both guys, they've reached their max potential already. They're not going to take the Rams anywhere. So what they did is they went out and got who they felt and many people thought was the best quarterback in the draft. New face of the franchise as they moved back to Los Angeles. They drafted the California kid. It was a great move by the Rams. They did give up a lot, but like I mentioned last week, they were kind of able – they had flexibility there because they had so many picks the last couple years when they traded back and the Redskins gave them a bunch of picks for Robert Griffin. So the Rams are in good shape. They've got their foundation piece at quarterback now.
Zach, talk to me about the people that are going to protect this young man because they've got to protect him or he'll end up being busted up and never make it to the peak.
Well, yeah, I mean, last year the Rams offensive line actually gave up the least sacks in the league, so that's a good sign, you know. I think they still got some work to do, but that's a good stat to have on your side.
But where the Rams are weak, and I think you guys will both agree with me here, probably are the wideouts, huh? They need better wideouts.
Yeah, they don't have a great, like, they drafted a few wideouts, but they really don't have like a great receiving core. And that's why I was kind of skeptical about them giving up so much to get Goff. I do think he's the right choice, but at the same time, who's he going to throw to, you know?
No, the bottom line is I think they'll get some guys for him to catch, and that guy throws well enough to do well in the NFL. I'm looking for good things, the LA Rams, and I think that Dominic was right. Bringing this guy from California back to LA, coming back to LA. This is all good stuff as far as PR is concerned. The Philadelphia Eagles went with Carson Wentz. No surprise there, of course, the quarterback from North Dakota State. A lot of people sort of dog his background, but he moves well. He's fast, Dominic, and he's got a good arm as well.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is probably, with maybe the exception of Paxton Lynch, the most raw athletic talent. Carson Wentz has the big arm. He's not the most accurate. People question the competition he played at North Dakota State. It was not FBS. It was Division I, but like the lower level. I think it's called FCS. But he's got all the tools. I don't think he's going to be ready to roll as the go-to guy off the bat. They still have Sam Bradford. They've apparently told Sam Bradford, you're still the quarterback. Wentz is going to learn under you. So I don't know if that'll light a fire under Sam Bradford or not, but he seems pretty done with Philadelphia. So Carson Wentz may have to, it might be a trial by fire thing, and that's not a good thing in Philly. They allowed a lot of sacks lately.
Well, Carson Wentz, I think he let a couple of low blows fly towards Mr. Bradford today at a press conference. So I understand where he's coming from. He feels he's the best quarterback on the Philadelphia Eagles. He wants to start. Go for it, young man. It is your team. Take it and run. You talked about this 6'7", this monster quarterback. Who were you talking about that had all the talent?
Paxton Lynch,
6'7". Now Denver ended up getting him. Why didn't he go earlier?
With Paxton Lynch, he played at Memphis, not one of the top teams in the nation. He's very raw. He's got a lot of stuff he needs to work on. He's got the huge arm. He's incredibly agile for his size. He's got great ability inside the pocket. But he's not the most accurate passer. And with the way that the NFL is becoming a quarterback-driven league, your quarterback has to be accurate. That's one of the reasons Tim Tebow's still not in the NFL. The dude could not throw the ball straight at the receiver on a consistent basis. Paxton Lynch is probably has the biggest upside out of all the quarterbacks in the draft, even more upside than Goff and Wentz. But he's going to take time to develop. He's not going to be the starter for the Broncos. But what we saw with a rather ineffective Peyton Manning was able to lead them to a Super Bowl with that defense. If Paxton Lynch can learn for a year or two and really hone his craft as a quarterback and improve his skill set, the Broncos may have gotten a great steal at number 27 by trading up to get him.
Okay. Number three went to went to the Chargers. Of course, Joey Bosa, the defensive end, of course, the linebacker, call him what you want, out of the Big Ten, Ohio State, of course, the national champions year before last. He went to the San Diego Chargers. I really thought that, I don't know. Anyway, they tell me that Bosa wasn't the best defensive end. We'll get to the best defensive end in just a second. Number four was Ezekiel Elliott, of course, the other Ohio State Buckeye, the running back, and he went number four with the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to be the heir apparent down there at Dallas. There's no doubt about it, Dominic. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, he's got all the tools. He's going to be the guy.
Ezekiel Elliott might have one of the greatest rookie seasons by a running back in NFL history this upcoming season. I'm going to say it now.
Because of that
what
line,
DeMarco
right?
Murray was able to do, absolutely, that line. Yeah. And you know, when people draft offensive linemen, it's the unsexy pick. Jerry Jones wanted to draft Johnny Manziel a couple years ago. He ended up drafting Zach Martin, the lineman, who made the All-Pro team, so there's only one at each position in the entire NFL as a rookie. That offensive line is fantastic. Last year, they tried to bring in guys like Darren McFadden to kind of just try to get a decent running back to replace DeMarco Murray, and it didn't quite work out. Ezekiel Elliott, a lot of people were comparing him to the best wide running back prospect since Adrian Peterson. So when you're doing something right. Ezekiel Elliott, like I said, might have one of the greatest rookie NFL running back seasons we've ever seen because of that offensive line. The key thing is going to be Tony Romo's health, though. If they don't have a quarterback, teams can stack the box and stop the run.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a long. I don't think he'll be the long term replacement for Tony Romo. I mean, as far as they need a quarterback down there, and I just don't think that. I think he's busted up. I don't think he can last another season. What did he start 4 or 5 games last year?
Yeah, he started the first few games, got hurt, came back, played 1 or 2 games, and then got hurt again. They did draft a quarterback, Dak Prescott, out of Mississippi State.
Yep.
It was the first quarterback they've drafted, period, drafted at all in the last 7 years. So Jerry Jones may have finally tried to, like, all right, you know what? We might not be able to find another Tony Romo on the free agent wire, an undrafted guy. Let's get this guy. Dak Prescott, I don't think he's starter ready, but if Tony Romo's able to stay healthy, Dak Prescott can learn. He's got the great offensive line. He's got a good system in Dallas. The division is not the strongest division, and Dak Prescott at times was electric this past season. He was a Heisman Trophy favorite going into the season, didn't quite live up to that hype. Dak Prescott's a nice pick, though.
Jaguars went number 5. They went Jalen Ramsey, a cornerback out of Florida State. Baltimore Ravens went next with Ronnie Stanley, an offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. And the 49ers went with DeForest Buckner out of Oregon, a defensive end. Somebody told me he's 6'9". I don't believe anybody's 6'9". Anyway, he's 290 pounds, what he is. He's 290 pounds. And Chip Kelly likes this guy, Dominic. He likes this guy a lot. He says this guy's the best defensive lineman that was available in the entire draft.
I think he was the best interior defensive lineman in the draft. I think he can compete with Joey Bosa for just saying best lineman. Buckner was definitely the best middle-of-the-line guy that's going to plug up the run. There's some issues about whether he plays high, so linemen get underneath him. But the Niners needed to make the smart pick here. As a 49er fan, I was terrified they were going to try to get a little creative. They were going to go Paxton Lynch at number 7, which is way too high for him. I was afraid they might go Miles Jack. He's the linebacker from UCLA. Granted, he was one of the best prospects, but he's coming off a major knee injury. And Trent Baalke loves drafting guys that are hurt for looking a year or two ahead. And I'm glad he went with a safe pick. He's going to team up with Eric Armstead on the line, his former teammate at Oregon, the Niners' first-round draft pick last year. I think it was a very, very good pick. Everything that I've been looking at, grading that first-round pick by the Niners, has been in the A range. I think they hit it out of the park in the first round.
I think you're right. A lot of experts feel the same way. Number 8, the Tennessee Titans took Jack Conklin. He's an offensive tackle out of Michigan State. Number 9, the Chicago Bears went with Leonard Floyd. And number 10, the New York Giants went with Eli Apple, the gay cornerback from Ohio State. Zach, comment on that.
I mean, I'm surprised that they did it. You know, a lot of people aren't aren't willing to do something like that, but maybe the risk will pay off. We'll see.
No, what I'm trying. Why is there a risk involved, Zach? What are you homophobic? Is there a risk involved because a guy might be gay? What's the risk involved in drafting this guy?
Look, all I'm saying is what happened with Michael Sam. I'm not homophobic at all, but you know they make the media.
I've seen your profile picture. You're right. Dominic, can you laugh at that one or what?
Hey, Zach, you might need some ice for that one. That was good, Taco Man.
Oh, but the bottom line is, I think it's great. I think Eli Apple, you know, I mean, he's a cornerback. Was it the Baltimore teams? I think it was one of those teams, Indianapolis, gave him a bad time, asked him if he liked guys or something like
Atlanta.
That. Was it Atlanta? He still went number 10 in the draft, so more power to him. And I guess if he wasn't gay, do you think he would have went higher, Dominic?
I'm surprised he went that high, period. I don't think he was the best defensive back in the draft. I think that was Vernon Hargreaves' position. I'm also surprised the Giants drafted a defensive back to start with. They're pretty solid there. I was expecting them to go with an outside linebacker or a defensive lineman. Maybe a guy like Darren Lee out of Ohio State would have given them three in the first 10 picks. But, I guess they liked Eli Apple. He's a little undersized. I would not have taken him as the first defensive back, but clearly the Giants liked something there.
Yay, maybe the Giants owner. Anyway, bottom line is the Oakland Raiders picked number 14. They took Carl Joseph, a safety out of West Virginia. Is there anything of note here, Dominic? Carl Joseph, should I be scratching my head saying he's a future superstar or what?
You know, it's funny because I work very closely with Rick Tittle, Mr. Oakland Raiders, here in the Bay Area.
For the last two weeks,
he's been talking about, oh, this guy would be great, this guy would be great, oh, this guy. Amazingly, Carl Joseph was never mentioned by Mr. Rick Tittle at all. However, I think he's a really good pick. The Raiders, they went out and got Reggie Nelson to play safety, but he's a veteran. He's been around a while. The Raiders needed some help in the secondary. Carl Joseph is versatile. He can play safety. He can play the run in the box. He can even line up on the outside. I think the Raiders hit it out of the park with this one. It was a very good pick in the first round, although a lot of people weren't expecting it.
Zach, back to the Las Vegas Raiders, the fantasy football people. They've sort of taken over the NFL. A lot of these NFL franchises have pieces of these fantasy sports and all this betting sites, this and that. I mean, gambling's all in the NFL. I'm telling you, 2018, you want to bet on this one, 2018, the Las Vegas Raiders?
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad bet. What's the over-under on that, Jamie?
I think it's going to happen. In fact, you know what? My guys in Vegas tell me it's going to happen. When Steve Wynn gets behind something and Shelton Adelson get behind something, these guys are billionaires, okay? They want the NFL in Vegas. Guess what? The NFL's coming to Vegas. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to my grill. Grilling a few tacos here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Live all across America, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com. I keep going, but the bottom line is this is Sports Overnight America, and I am the Taco Man. Thank you so much for tuning in. Still to come, some more Taco Man Radio up for another hour and a half right here on Sports Byline.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
For he's a jolly good fellow, with nobody can deny.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Sports Overnight America.
With Johnny Taco.
Woo! It's going to be good.
May 1st, 1920. The Babe hits his first home run as a New York Yankee, his 50th home run overall. 1991, get this, Nolan Ryan pitches his seventh no-hitter. In 1951, another day of home runs, Mickey Mantle hit his first home run as a Yankee. And in 1992, Ricky Henderson stole his 1,000th base. That is today in sports history, of course, May 1st, 2016. Hour number two still to come. Charles Day will be with us. Cadwallader, what's on tap for hour number two with you, my friend?
Oh, we got to talk about Laremy Tunsil and his tumble in the NFL draft. He was looking at to be the number one overall pick to the Titans when they had the pick. He ended up falling to number 13. His social media got hacked. A video of him smoking a bong came out. It's a lot to talk about with that guy.
Zach Attack Young, what's on your plate?
Well, I don't think that we've poked enough fun at the Clippers yet, to be honest with you. And we haven't mentioned anything about what Ezekiel Elliott decided to do with the draft. I mean, props to the guy who got drafted high, but we got to discuss that a little.
Okay, I think he should have went in the draft. He's the best running back out there, no doubt about it. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, live from The Grill, the Sports Byline Grill on Broadway in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, live from the left coast. I am the man, Pedro Fernandez. Take that back. Johnny Taco, the Taco Man, here for the next hour and a few minutes, of course, talking sports, smack, and a little bit more. Open phone line, once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Over in America, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. Hey, all the troops out there, what's happening on AFN?